everyone knows my philosophy. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Everyone knows my philosophy. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, no matter what I think, no matter what I say, no matter how I act, it is always in accordance with what my philosophy is. My philosophy is so evident, it is so seen, so obvious in everything I do, I say, I think, I am, that everyone knows what my philosophy is. Now, just because everyone knows what my philosophy is, does not mean that everyone wants to support my philosophy, or wants to encourage my philosophy, or wants to recommend my philosophy. Some people could very readily not encourage it, or not recommend it, or not endorse it whatsoever. And this is perfectly okay. My philosophy is my philosophy to live. We are a good boy, whether we are seen by others or not. If we find something that doesn't belong to us and we take it, then that's our philosophy. If we steal from others in a blatant, outright stealing, and we know that that is wrong, and we know that that is what we want to say and what we want to do and how we want to be, that's our philosophy. If we say unkind words to other people, for whatever reason, whether we're trying to encourage them to be good or encourage them to be happy or encourage them to think that they're not so bad, that other things are worse and things like that, that's our philosophy. Can we be first person present tense positive at all times in everything that we do? If that's our philosophy, then that's what we do. If that's our philosophy, no matter what comes up in our world, we do not endorse it unless it is our philosophy. It's so easy to go around and be saying nice things or acting in a nice way and backhandedly not having that opinion at all. It's so easy to do that. It's so easy to be pleasant to someone and say, well, hello, how are you today? You look so wonderful. It's so good to see you. And that's not our philosophy. It'll be evident, because the people will know that we are not sincere, that we are not real, that we are not doing what we really believe. But we're just saying something to be comforting, or something to get people to be nice to us. Sincerity is perhaps one of the greatest keys for living your philosophy. If I live my philosophy with sincerity, everyone senses that and knows it. That doesn't mean everybody agrees with me. I don't have to have everyone agree with me. If I say, I do not want to go and out to the bar and have a drink with you, I'll have a cup of coffee at home with you if you like, or I'll go to the restaurant, but I don't want to go to the bar. Now, I have nothing against the bars, it's just that I don't go there. Now, you say, well, are you too good to go to a bar? Are you too wonderful? No. We watched a movie last night that's called Valentine's Day, and as we watched it, there were some funny parts of the movie, but by and large, it was just an endorsement of sex at any time with anybody under any circumstances. It didn't make any difference. Whether you were young or whether you were older, it made no difference. It was just endorsing this most interesting experience. And it was making a comedy out of things that should not have been a comedy, and where values were should could have been shown, and were possibly demonstrated that they might have been shown and weren't shown, was even more of a tragedy, because it was contrary to what society theoretically is teaching. Now, is society teaching its people that they should have a monistic marriage, where they should have one partner, where they should have one being that they're with? Well, if they are, then this is what we should be encouraging, endorsing. This is what we should be telling to the world, and not telling the world that we approve of illicit marriages or illicit relationships. Now, you're saying, well, Herb, you're being judgmental. You're being Pollyannish about this, and your attitude is rather naive. No, my attitude is not naive. My attitude is, if it is right, it is right, and if it is wrong, it is wrong. If it is the correct thing to do, it's the correct thing to do. If it's not, then it's not. What do I want to encourage the young people in my world to do? What do I want to encourage the young people in my life to do? Do I want to encourage them to do the things that I've been raised on, the values that I've been raised on? Now, are those values good or bad or indifferent? Well, neither. It's just the values that I've been raised on. What values have you been raised on? Have you been raised on the values of always telling the truth? Have you been raised on the values of honesty and integrity? Have you been raised on the values of being sincere at all times? Have you been raised on the values of unconditional love? Have you been raised on the values of love your neighbor as yourself? Have you been raised on the values of a Christian background, a Muslim background, a Buddhistic background? What sort of Hinduistic background have you been raised on? What sort of philosophy have you been raised on? This philosophy is the philosophy that will be shown very readily in your life. And how truly you live it, believe it, and follow it will be indicated by how you like yourself or don't like yourself. And now the big crux comes into the matter. Whenever we don't follow our values, whatever they may be, and values can be different for different cultures, but basically the values of sincerity, honesty, integrity, and all of these beautiful things never change. From culture to culture, they're always the same. But when we violate any of these traditional values that are held dear by people around the world, by every culture, so to speak, even by animal cultures, if you begin to look in the animal culture, you'll find that they have values too. But whenever any of these values are torn to shred, when they are not followed, and they're a value that you've been raised on, then you begin to suffer the consequence. In your life, there is illness. In your life, there is sadness. In your life, there is war. In your life, there is unhappiness. In your life, there is poverty. In your life, there is all... Well, you mean to say that the people who are experiencing all these things are not following their values? Exactly. Exactly. My father was probably right, and even though society has gone astray from the direction he taught, he said, if you can't pay for something, you don't need it. If you can't pay for items and things, I'm not talking about hospitalization, I'm not talking about things where you have to get food for the family and so forth, but I'm talking about basically all of the trinkets that we have in our life. All of the things that we feel are so important that we have to earn a lot of money to get. If we were to live on a minimum wage, we would find that we would do without a lot of things that the rest of society is doing with, and we would be perfectly happy. We would have a car, but not the latest. We would have a house, but not the finest. We would have clothing, but not the clothing of many people, you know. We would have food, but not the luxury foods. We would have a happy home because we'd be together doing things because we do not want to pay the price to go out and do other things. But again, we bring in the television, we bring in the radio, we bring in the media, we bring in all of these things which are telling us that we should have things that we don't really need or want. And they're building up within us a desire for things that are not natural for us to have. Now, you say, Well, am I against the progress of society? Am I against things going on? No, not at all. Not at all. Would you ever think of going out and doing things that Bill Gates can do? Would you ever think of going out and doing things that Bill Gates does? Just a stupid illustration, but Bill Gates loves hamburgers, and he goes to a hamburger place to get a hamburger. That's what he what pleases him. I'm sure other things please him too, but that's what pleases him when he has a desire for fulfilling his hunger immediately. Now, some other people say, well, when you have all the money in the world, you certainly could have the finest meat and the finest this and the finest that. Yeah, that's true. But when you're hungry, you go to McDonald's and pick up a quick hamburger and you're done. And it may not be the best thing for your health or something like that, but it's what pleases you. Now, I'm not saying that Bill Gates is right to go and get a hamburger or wrong. That's his decision. But I am saying that what are his values? He has been raised as a youngster and most of his life on fast food things because he has been so busy with his ideas and his dreams and his programs that he hasn't always taken time to eat in a most beneficial, effective way. But he has always been true to himself. He's been true to how he has been raised as a child. He's been true to the values that his parents have given to him. He's been true to the values that he has of family and everything else of that nature. Now, just because you have all the money in the world doesn't mean that you stop following your values. Perhaps you follow your values even more. You follow those things that are natural to you because it's natural to you. And as you follow these things, you do them and you do them beautifully and wonderfully. We are a strange lot of people. Everyone knows my philosophy. Everyone knows Bill Gates' philosophy. Everyone knows Warren Buffett's philosophy. Everyone knows the philosophy of many people who don't have to pretend, who just live their philosophy and are their philosophy and enjoy their philosophy. Can you live your philosophy, whatever it is? Can you be the best Catholic person in the world? Can you be the best Hindu that ever walked the face of the earth? Can you be the best Muslim living from the teachings of the Muhammad from the very beginning and not how it has been changed and rattled around? Can you follow whatever it is you say you are? Are you a good Christian? Are you a good Methodist? Are you a good Baptist? Are you a good Unity student? Are you a good God Unlimited student, University of Healing student? Are you a good person who follows what you believe and who lives what you believe? Well, if you do, you can be sure you are living a happy, hearty, enjoyable life. You're living a life that gives you contentment. You're living a life that gives you the feeling of satisfaction. You're living the life that's telling you that all things are in divine order. You're living a life of peace and joy and harmony. You're living a good life. Now, this is true. This is true. And is this you? Well, it can be. Do you have values? Oh my. How seldom we pay attention to our values. I go back to the one little story. The woman found $1,000 on the street, and she picked it up, and she said, "Wow, I'm rich!" And she wasn't worried about who lost it. She wasn't worried about anything else. She said, "Finders keepers." And with that attitude, she went on to her life, but she was not true to herself. This was not the value that she had been raised with as a child. This was not the value that she was raised with as a young adult and as a growing person in her own world. These are not her true values, but these are the values of, oh, wouldn't it be nice if I had that? But the thing is, how interesting it was that she had that. She had that. She had it all set away. She had plenty of money. And yet, that was a value that she never let go of because it was sort of what's called a depression-type value. the time of the Depression. And what a strange thing that we would allow our values to disappear at the very point in time when they are most necessary for us to follow them to the very utmost degree. When we want to live a happy life, we live by our values. When we want to live a fulfilled life, we live by our values. When we want to live a life that is something that we are happy about, so that everyone knows what our philosophy is, then we are living to the highest degree of the values that we have built up within ourselves. Now, we may have values that came to us from our parents and from our society and from our cultures, and we may decide at some point along that those values are not always exactly our values anymore, that we have new values. As a child, we may have been raised with finders keepers, losers weepers. And as an adult, we say, no, I do not want ever to touch anything that does not belong to me. I do not ever want to take anything that is not mine. I do not ever want to take something that belongs to someone else. And of course, if you come into that awareness, and you say, well, man, who can do that? Who can have that attitude? Well, you can, I can, if we wish. It's just a matter of what's the strongest thing in the world? Family, values, God, trust, integrity, honesty, purity, unconditional love. The values that we hold dear are very evident. The values that we hold dear, everyone knows, because that's our philosophy. That's who we are, and that's what we are, and that's how we live. Is that the value you want? If it is, go for it. If not, then leave it alone and follow the values that you do go for. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.